The Indonesian government will close Komodo Island, home to the world's largest lizard, the Komodo dragon. The island is a huge tourist attraction, gets about 300,000 visitors a year. But the governor of the region says the place is being overrun by tourists, some of whom are involved in poaching and smuggling the lizards. Komodo dragons are listed as vulnerable on a list of threatened species. Closing the island is meant to allow conservationists help restore the animal's habitat to what it once was. But if this shutdown happens, even villagers who have lived with the lizards for generations will be forced to leave Komodo Island. The BBC's Rebecca Henschke reports.
You've got some cold water here if you like, folks.
It's a beautiful morning here on Komodo Island, and a huge cruise ship has come into the bay, and off it is a stream of tourists from around the world.
Incoming, 3,000 people.
Abdul Ghaffour is one of the many local Komodo guides waiting for them.
It's like looking for the Komodo dragon, like the dinosaurus. Like a Komodo dragon, yeah, like the superstar.
The Komodo dragons that grow up to 3 meters long and weigh up to 85 kilograms hiss at each other and seemingly ignore the crowd around them. The fact that their bite can be deadly to humans is for many, like Herman Ataman from Turkey, part of the attraction.
My husband told me there's a dragon like this. I didn't believe him. But when we got the tickets, when I came, it is true. So beautiful. It's scary too.
The number of visitors coming here has doubled in the last 5 years to 300,000. Today there are so many people in the jungle that crowd management is needed.
Each tour group rolls in and is given 5 minutes to take photos and then is told to leave as the next one comes.
With increased interest and money coming in, a tussle has broken out over control of this World Heritage Site. The central government is heavily promoting the area and wants to see 500,000 visitors this year. The local government says it's unsustainable.
Karena banyak sekali orang masuk di sana, lalu
anyone can come in and out, says the governor of the region, Victor Lays Kodak, and they're paying next to nothing. He's demanding a year-long closure of the island, and then after that, a limited number of people who can pay $1,000 each can come in, he says. Earlier this year, police arrested 5 people for smuggling baby Komodo dragons. And the governor says this is a further sign that things are out of control.
There will be no smuggling under my watch. It's called Komodo Island, so it will only be for the Komodos, not for humans. There will be no human rights there, only animal rights. Whoever disturbs the dragons will be fed to them, and they will die.
He's also talking about genetically modifying the dragons to make them even bigger. And under his controversial plan, the community of around 2,000 people that lives on Komodo Island will be relocated. They speak their own language, Komodo, and have lived with the dragons for generations.
The villagers here say that they let their goats roam around free rather than putting them in any form of a cage overnight and in the day, because they're kind of their protection against the Komodo dragons. If they come in, they'll take the goats instead of the children.
The community also says they're protected because they're related to the dragons. Elder Haji Amin, like most Indonesians, is a devout Muslim. But this is our history, he says, not a legend, that Princess Nago gave birth to a man-child and a Komodo baby. So we're connected with the dragons by blood. And moving, he says, is not an option.
Wow. We would be better off dead. They tried to move us in the 70s when they declared this area a national park, and the Komodos went crazy. They started jumping into the sea and swimming away. That's how close our relationship is. We will fight to stay.
The BBC's Rebecca Henschke brought us that story.